With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
America Meditating Blog Talk Radio Show. We collect wisdom, hear stories, and inspire each other. I'm Sister Jenna. Tune in live from Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.
The entire world watched.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
And humanity saw that the sky was not the limit. Achievement. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
What's the best piece of advice you've ever gotten?
Be quiet enough to hear God's voice so that you can find your own.
Do not let anyone, no matter who it is, tell you your dreams cannot come true.
Okay, so you need to settle something with me with this, because I quote you as saying this, but you quote somebody else. I don't know where this came from.
Okay.
When people show you who they are, believe them the first time.
Maya Angelou.
Thank you.
I had a chance to have a conversation with Dr. Angelou.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of our conversation, I said, if there's one thing that you just want me to know, what would it be? And she said, I have risked everything to just tell the truth. India, just tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it started to really resonate. Like, it's not telling the truth is not just what you say. It's how you show up. It's making honest decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Being your truth. Being your truth.
What is the best piece of advice you've ever gotten?
So many good things.
I know.
Yeah. I guess the greatest advice is to forgive. I don't anoint it with anything. I just forgive it.
Good morning. You're listening to America Meditating Radio Show, and I am your host, Sister Jenna. We are broadcasting live from the beautiful Meditation Museum in downtown Silver Spring in the nation's capital. And you just heard the big oopla. There's going to be this beautiful grand finale of the Super Soul Sunday, and we are honored for hosting it at the Meditation Museum this coming Sunday, December 22nd. We're inviting everyone to be here by 10:30 so we can be sharp and ready for viewing at 11 o'clock until 2. Please contact our website at meditationmuseum.org to get all the updates. I'll also be here with you to have some sharing and chit-chat on some of the inspirations and experiences that you took from watching the segments of the show, and we'll also want to interview some of your voices as well. Over and over again, we continue to enhance our story, our narrative, by learning from each other. Today we have a very special guest, Dr. Edgar Mitchell, which we will turn to in just a few minutes. But before that, we will turn to our sweet, beloved Sister Gita, and she will be reading from her favorite author, Daddy Janki, the 98-year-old Raj Yogi, who I believe Edgar has met, and we will definitely hear one of her readings from Sister Gita.
Good morning, America Meditating. Greetings to you, Edgar. I remember you sitting at the Bee Gees home in Florida, and we had such an intense talk after you had just come back from the moon. So I'm reading Spiritual Education from Daddy Yankee's book, Companion of the Divine. Spiritual education teaches how to keep the mind free from tension and fluctuation. An unsteady mind is the result of letting yourself be strongly influenced by human situations. Spiritual awareness keeps you centered and thus protected. You claim increasing happiness and help others to do the same. The world at present seems to be a supermarket of sorrow. Don't buy any of those goods. A good spiritual education teaches you how to be discerning in your shopping. Refuse to accept anything but happiness from others as well as the world. Refuse it. Thank you. Om Shanti.
That's great. It's true. We cannot accept anything less than. I heard in a class by Daddy a few weeks ago that where there's purity in the soul, then the sign of that purity is a natural sense of being happy. And we talk about purpose, and we talk about searching for purpose in life, and really the purpose is to share happiness, and the purpose also is to receive happiness. And I hope that all of our listeners are really going to sign up for that in this lifetime. On January 31st, 1971, Navy Captain Dr. Edgar Mitchell embarked on a journey into outer space that resulted in becoming the sixth man to walk on the moon. This historic journey ended safely 9 days later. It was an audacious time in the history of mankind, and for Mitchell, however, the most extraordinary journey was yet to come, because traveling back Earth, having just walked on the moon, Apollo 14 astronaut Edgar Mitchell had an experience for which nothing in his life had prepared him for. As he approached the planet he knew as home, he was filled with an inner conviction as certain as any mathematical equation he'd ever solved. He knew that the beautiful blue world to which he was returning is part of a living system, harmonious and whole, and that we all participate. As he expressed it later on in a universe of consciousness, within 2 years of his expedition, Dr. Mitchell founded the Institute of Noetic Science in 1973, and today he serves on its board of directors. He has authored many books, including his most recent entitled Paradigm Shift, Science and the Inner Experience, Your Universe and You, and Global Mind Change. I am so ready to listen to Dr. Mitchell, to have him educate us on his journey. Welcome, and thank you for joining the America Meditating Show.
Well, thank you, Sister Jenna. I'm pleased to be here with you.
I don't know if you recall, we were all together in Arlington, Virginia, when there was a noetic science going on, and we had the beautiful experience of coming out and seeing you. I know it was a health-challenging time, but I was very honored to have been by your side during that time. I'm trusting you're doing 100% well now.
Well, yes. That was the point where I had to have a triple bypass at that point in time. But we got past that and everything's fine.
Beautiful, beautiful. Happy to hear that. Well, I'm going to start off by telling you I saw the movie Gravity and I thought about you.
I haven't seen it yet. People have mentioned it to me, but I haven't had a chance to go over and see it.
It was beautiful. I think what I took away the most from that was the narrative that they shared about the silence that was in space. And to start our conversation about silence, I believe it was something that emerged in you as a very huge space. Could you tell us a little bit more about that experience?
Oh, okay. Well, I think mostly what you're talking about is, it's another way of talking about it is the overview effect or the big picture effect. In other words, getting off the planet and looking at our planet and its environment in a different perspective, in the perspective of seeing it just from the big picture. For me, that was an overwhelming experience, as I know it was for many others. We may describe it a little bit differently, but we all had a very powerful experience as a result of it. As a matter of fact, there has been an organization called the Overview Institute organized just to discuss that particular fact. And it goes back that our ancients and the ancient cultures, all of our ancient cultures, and they're attempting to understand the universe they live in, have had something similar to this. In the ancient Sanskrit, it was called samadhi. In ancient Greek, it was called metanoia. And in some of the other Eastern traditions, it's called satori, or enlightenment. And it's just this powerful experience of seeing the universe in a larger perspective.
I think in your book, or in your writings, it was stating that you looked through that portal, and when you looked at the world, you really saw the bigger picture, and yet we seemed like something so minute compared to what you were seeing from that portal in space.
True, and the more we learn, the more our new equipment and science lets us see further and further into the deepness of space, the more complex and the larger it all seems. And the more we seem to be such a tiny, tiny portion of it. In other words, it's getting where it's just totally beyond our believability that at how magnificent, how huge, and how many pieces and parts, and how extensive is what we can see. What we can see. Now, one could even say there may be many, many universes, and To me, what that means is the laws of physics might be different in different parts of the universe, and we might call that a different universe. But those are just words trying to describe something that we have not yet really been able to put together.
Sure, I can totally understand that. I think being a yogi on the journey to discover the recording that is inside of the soul, when I enter that inner silent space within myself, I do feel this vast universe that exists of a variety of experiences that I haven't tapped into, some that I've left behind, some that I am predicting will be coming into my future. So I do believe that there's this internal world within our souls, and there is this physical world of material power that I can see with my two eyes. Is it accurate to say that consciousness is equivalent to the soul?
No, I would not say that. However, they're certainly related. What we're now seeing, the more we do our work in here, is that at its very basis, consciousness, as its most fundamental element, is awareness. And we know that awareness goes down deeper and deeper into the minuscule aspects of matter. And so now, one way I would say it, and have said it, is that whereas in the Newtonian science world for 400 years or so, we've just said that matter and energy are the prime parts of the universe, but now we have to say, as we dig into a consciousness and awareness, that matter, energy, and awareness are all three fundamental parts of the universe that have to be attributed and considered as fundamental aspects of the way everything's put together.
Interesting. My understanding of soul is this energy inside of the body. The body is matter, and the soul is an element of light or an element of energy. When you think about soul on a personal level, what comes to mind?
Well, to me, soul is just the deeper, I won't say just, that's not the right word, is the deeper, a way to describe the deeper experiences that we have and the deeper part of our existence at its most basic level that we can't really see at the physical level. One of the things we humans have always been trying to do throughout all history is to describe the universe that we're in. And the word soul seems to have popped up in many of our traditions, or something equivalent, suggesting that beyond our physical life here, there's an ongoingness, something beyond the living in this physical world that's important to us. And I think all of us now can agree to that. We just don't really have a very good way of describing it better, except it's that part of us that is more fundamental than just living on this earth.
So then it's safe for me to ask you, do you believe that you are a soul, or do you believe that you have a soul?
I don't really know how to distinguish between those two, that they go together. And whether having it or being, it's a question I haven't really considered myself.
Right, right. Okay. How did your worldview change after this experience in space? What inspired you to start the Institute of Noetic Science, which I've had the fortune of working with quite a number of people that are now involved and have expanded your vision of this movement? But could you share with our listeners more about the Noetic Science and how?
Surely. Exactly what started it, of course, was this big picture, the fact of seeing beyond the normal experience of just looking at through telescopes and looking at matter in space. It was the wonder of being able to see a deeper reality than I'd ever seen before. And as I said, in different cultures, I find that it has different words. For example, as I said earlier, samadhi in the ancient Sanskrit, metanoia in the Greek, satori in some of the other traditions, all meaning a bigger, bigger picture, seeing more than we're able to see than with just our normal daily experiences.
So could you let us know about the Institute of Noetic Science? What's it?
Yes, I started that when I came back because, let me describe, 400 years ago in the 1600s, the philosopher, thinker, writer René Descartes came up with what's now called the Cartesian duality. But he wrote the paper that said body, mind, physicality, spirituality are different realms of reality that don't interact. And good side of that 400 years ago was it got the Spanish Inquisition off the backs of the intellectuals of Europe, so they quit burning them at the stake for disagreeing with the church. The downside of that was that science arose with Newton and the greats of the early 16th century, where consciousness and mind was a no-no subject. It was not considered a part of science. And that took place, that kept going, that was true for 400 years until the end of the 19th century when Max Planck, Einstein, and the great physicists of that period began discovering deeper into the matter of our world and our universe, what we now call quantum mechanics, and discovered there was a level of interaction in nature that we couldn't describe with normal physics. And it's taken us all the 20th century and into the 21st century to bring this quantum world to where it can partially fit, and we still don't have it all put together correctly, partially fit with the Newtonian world that we understood previously. And so at this point in time, we understand that our deeper intuitive expressions, our intuition in the English language, we call our sixth sense, but if we consider it a quantum property, it should be called our first sense, because the quantum world is more basic and fundamental than the material world that we tried to describe with Newtonian mechanics. And so that's what this is all about, is going deeper into the world and finding it into the nature of matter and finding different interactions than we have understood for hundreds of years, and it's in the quantum world. And so that was what caused me to be interested in forming the Institute of Noetic Sciences, and then finding quite a few people. Well, for example, one of the most powerful examples is in the Christian tradition, Jesus was a healer. And by doing something and pronouncing health and wellness, people were healed. Well, we now understand that that is a mind property, that we can do that also. Not everybody can do it, but it's done. And there are other aspects like that that are very tied to the quantum world and to a deeper understanding of the world than we had previously understood. Mm-hmm. And that's why I set out to organize the Institute of Noetic Sciences. I have had healing experiences. I worked with one of the great psychics of our world, Uri Geller, who was able to move the matter and bend spoons and that sort of thing with his mind. And then I found that children could do it that watched him, saw him on television, and I would have their mamas calling me and say, what's happened to my little Johnny? He's watched Uri Geller on television bend spoons, and he's bending my spoons. And I would go out to the house and watch little Johnny do that. So the whole point was that's what noetics was about, was to try to understand and bring into science these various properties of mind that we weren't able to do with the classical physics of the 20th century.
Dr. Mitchell, hold the line 1 second. Let me go to a commercial break because I want to talk more about the mind over matter because I think it's an important topic. Just 1 second. You are listening to America Meditating Radio Show, and we are talking to a former astronaut, Dr. Edgar Mitchell, and we're talking a lot of deep things about mind over matter, so we definitely want you to hear your feedback and have you share some thoughts and ideas as well. But let's just take a moment and pause for just a little break.
He ran for state office and was beaten, started a business and failed, ran for Congress and lost, but thankfully, Abraham Lincoln didn't give up. Persistence, pass it on, from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
You're listening to America Meditating, and I'm your host, Sister Jenner. On the air, we have Dr. Edgar Mitchell, who founded the Noetic Science, and we've been talking about mind over matter, and we're going to definitely get him back on the line to continue our conversation. One of the questions that I have for you, Dr. Mitchell, is that a number of experiments have been conducted around the world where scientists are seeing the power of thought affecting outcome. Yes. What are your thoughts in terms of how thoughts impact matter, and more than anything else, the quality of thoughts? How do the quality of thoughts impact the world that we're in today?
Well, I can't answer that question directly and easily because we do understand that matter, mind, energy are all intermixed, and they're aspects that interact with each other. And understanding those interactions is precisely what science is supposed to be about. But we're right, and what the questions you're asking are right on the frontier, that we don't have all the answers to how exactly the way that mind, matter interact and thinking influences physical reality. I can't write an equation, for example, for intentionality at this point. I hope that we're getting closer and that we can write something that represents good science in describing intentionality. But that's for the future.
Okay, nice. You know, because I do feel that if I enter a room with someone who's very angry, I can feel the vibrations of their anger.
Of course. And you can feel vibrations of all sorts, right, yes.
Exactly. So similarly, if I enter a room with people who are well-intended, I feel that that environment is sustainable, that it's going to do.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
See that. So that's understanding all of these subtleties of mind and how they interact with each other and how we can use them and call them a science. That's what my Noetic Foundation is all about, is to expand our knowledge from this just being, that happens, and so how does all of that happen?
Mm. Well, you've been to space and back. You have started the Noetic Science. You have lectured to millions of people. You have written books. You have lived your life. You have, I'm sure, cried, laughed, slept. You have conquered illness. Are you closer to God now, Dr. Mitchell?
Well, I think yes, but I have to then ask the question, well, what is the nature of God? To me, I can say the creative force in the universe or of the universe or that aspect of the universe that is causing organization or self-organization. And to me, that's a slightly different description of deity or God than we've had in the past. But maybe some have that. But trying to describe precisely the nature of God or deity is a part of this also.
I remembered once having a session at the museum. It was entitled The Power of Science Over Silence. And in the discussion, one of the scientists gave me an image of the universe. And beyond the universe, or in the depths of the universe, is this planet, which they call the Red Planet. And I remember trying to describe to him spiritually what that meant, that, you know, I'm a soul and the soul is in the body. And it's living behind my eyes. That's why the way I look through the eyes has so much to do with perception, whatever's recorded in me.
Well, you use the word as a descriptor of something. And,
well,
of course, that's exactly what all of this is about, is finding descriptions that we can use with words and thought to help understand our universe and all of our existence in a better way. To me, that's what
right.
Discovery
so as
about.
I was sharing with him, I remembered looking at the universe and seeing the red planet. And the red planet, I shared with him that for me it would be God, not as a physical God, but this energy of light that was so warm and loving and inviting. And I remembered in that session specifically, we doing a meditation, and the guiding was to take the thoughts beyond the world of matter. And when you can't go any farther in the universe, you're home. You'd be with God sitting
well,
inside.
Well, I think that's probably correct. I wouldn't dispute that in any way. It's just that for most of us, or for many of us, it's trying to find the descriptors that make it all fit together so that we can get our minds around it. Our minds are limited in the sense we can't sometimes get our mind around and do the sort of description of reality that we want to. And to me, that's what science is all about, is improving our descriptors and our description of how all of it is put together.
Beautiful. Before we go for closing, the paradigm shift. Science and the inner experience, your universe and you and global mind change.
Yes.
Could you tell us a little bit about...
But that's exactly what we're talking about here, is all of these various descriptors that we have of certain facets of our existence, but particularly in our, let's call it our spiritual experience, or our beyond the normal everyday feeling experience.
Right.
And we just keep reaching out to hopefully we can do it better.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for that.
And enjoy it better.
Definitely. Now, as we come to a close, we all talk about wanting a world that's one. If you had the power to make the world one, how would you do it?
Well, that says increase the loving that we do for each other and with each other and for each other and for all of nature, is the power of love is really the thing that brings us all together.
Thank you so much, Dr. Edgar Mitchell. Share with us your life quote that you're living by currently, and if you'd like our listeners to find out information about the things that you're doing or to get engaged with things that you're doing, please give us a website or a contact info.
Sure. The website is my Noetic Foundation, which is noetic.org, and my Quantric organization, which is far more toward the hard science, has come out of some of the things we worked, and that's Quantric.org. And then you can reach me directly through my website of edmitchellapollo14.com.
Beautiful. Dr. Edgar Mitchell, it was wonderful having you, and look forward to hearing all the good things that you'll be coming up with in the future.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you very much. What it must be like to go to the moon and back and look at the world with those eyes. And I think for me as a meditator and a Rajyogi, every time I take off from the trappings of illusions that bind me at times or attachments to illusions, and every time I raise the consciousness into the original essence of the soul, the purity, the peace, the love, the power, And I connect to God, and I connect to the energy of light, that supreme being, the one that is unconditionally, constantly loving and pure. And I believe that the more we, all of us, keep thinking of this source more, the more that algae, the acronym I use all the time, anger, lust, greed, attachment, and ego, will leave our narrative, will leave my narrative. I won't be so caught up in the attachments to illusions, but the attachment to love and purity and peace will be the story. You've been on the America Meditating Radio Show. We had the wonderful fortune of having Dr. Edgar Mitchell with us, who was the founder of the Noetic Science. And again, Dr. Edgar Mitchell's message to us, just love each other some more. There's nothing more that we have to do to try to change world leaders or end wars or make relationships that have broken down better. We just have to activate the love that's in our hearts. So with that, we will close the show with reminding everyone that no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission. And if we're all here to love each other, then let's try to see if we can love each other the same. Don't forget our grand finale, supporting the Super Soul Sunday finale here at the Meditation Museum at 10:30 to 2. We hope for you to join us, and we thank you for joining us every morning here and also on our Pause for Peace app and online. We end the show with Message Home by Bliss, and wish you all a wonderful Thursday.
And I'm sending this message home. I've been blinded by fortune and fame, caught in the glitter of ego's game. Been betrayed by my best friend so I could learn who I am. And I'm sending this message home. Got the
comforts me, Mother, she comforts me. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.